AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are pounding areas around Ukraine's capital and the northern city of Chernihiv. The attacks follow Moscow's pledge to scale back military operations in those places. The Pentagon says less than 20% of the Russian forces near Kyiv have moved, describing it as repositioning rather than withdrawal. Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by his advisors about his nation's forces' poor performance in Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The fact that he may not have all the context, that he may not fully understand the degree to which his forces are failing in Ukraine, that's a little discomforting.
At least one Republican in the Senate says she will vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Ed Donahue has more.
Maine's Susan Collins says she met with Jackson a second time after 4 days of hearings last week.
In the end, I decided that she had the qualifications, the experience, and the credentials that we require of a Supreme Court justice and warranted my support.
The Collins vote gives Democrats at least a one-vote cushion in the 50-50 Senate and likely saves them from having to use Vice President Kamala Harris as a tie-breaking vote. Does Collins expect more Republicans to vote yes?
I have had discussions with some of them, but obviously that's an individual decision.
One notable moderate Democrat in the Senate, Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, hasn't said yet how she will vote. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has signed a bill requiring voters to prove their citizenship to vote in a presidential election. It also requires anyone newly registering to vote provide proof of address. The Arizona legislature's own lawyers say the measure is unconstitutional and likely to be thrown out in court. This is AP News. A wild car chase in Buffalo, New York last night in which three officers in three different police cars and a fleeing motorist were shot. It was all captured on police radio.
That's one of the Buffalo officers captured on Broadcastify. Then another urgent call.
They're still shooting multiple officers' heads.
Police say one of the officers is still in the hospital. The chase wound through city streets for what police say was 40 minutes with the gunman firing from his moving vehicle.
Cut the pursuit, too many injured.
Then dispatchers trying to end it. But the chase either continued or resumed until police boxed the gunman and his car in. The driver of the car is also in the hospital and under arrest. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials in Arkansas say seven people were injured too critically when a tornado struck Springdale and the adjoining town of Johnson overnight. Severe storms spawned at least two tornadoes in Arkansas and Missouri. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.